Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports on this Tuesday. Girls' Day is always kind of Tuesday. A little bit of softball yesterday in the area. Mount Zion with a 10-2 win over Temple. Villarica outlasted Cass 10-9. A bunch of softball and volleyball coming up for the high schools this afternoon. In region, Carrollton's going to be at home against Woodland this afternoon, while Villarica goes to East Paulding. Also, region, Bowden will play at Fellowship Christian. Bremen, non-region, at Harrelson County today. Central at home against Cedartown. Heard County's got Temple coming to town. And Mount Zion will battle it out against Mount Perrin coming up today. On the volleyball courts this afternoon, a tri-match, Carrollton with East Paulding and Paulding County coming into town for theirs today. Also a tri-match at Coosa, where Bremen will be up there with Coosa and with Pepperell on the agenda for that one this afternoon. Oak Mountain's going to be playing at Harrelson County. Heard, also Spring Garden out of Alabama, is going to be a part of that. Heard County and Lamar County will play this afternoon. Central and Sandy Creek played this afternoon. That's part of a tri-match being played at Sandy Creek. LaGrange will be the other opponent coming up in that one. On to football. West Georgia moved up one notch in the coaches poll yesterday. The American Football Coaches Association Division II rankings. West Georgia one notch up from 15 to 14 after their 37-9 season opening win over the ball club from Catawba the other day. We're back on the road in Gaffney, South Carolina on Saturday. A 7 o'clock kick, 6 o'clock airtime on KISS 102.7. The Wolves take on the Saints of Limestone, the home opener a week from Saturday, when Albany State will be coming into town to take on West Georgia. While we're talking football, only four games of the nine schools we cover. We got a couple of crossovers this week, and only four games on the local calendar. That includes Carrollton at Villarica. B92 will have that on Friday night. Temple at Mount Zion on WKNG, Rock Barn at Heard County, that one on KISS 102.7, and it'll be Cedartown at Bremen on Great Classics 98.9 coming up this week. West Georgia golf season off to a solid start yesterday. Todd Selders and company over at the Full Moon Invitational, sponsored by a barbecue restaurant hosted by the University of Montevallo over in Alabama. Reese Moore, Lucas Mota, had good opening rounds for the West Georgia team yesterday. 68 at Timberline. Had a good start. Wolves time for the top spot is round number two of that event is coming up today. Braves win last night. Magic number is 10. Washington didn't play. Atlanta beat Philadelphia. The Braves will send Max Fried to the mound tonight in game two of the series in the City of Brotherly Mug. And that's sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.